This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Beautiful Tuesday. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Finally, after all those 8 or 9 or 10 winters, it feels like we're getting a little bit of a little bit of summer. Although, who did I talk to this weekend told me there was folks planting into dry dirt. Tired of waiting for rain, just said, put it down and hope for the best. So we're still praying for a little rain to go along with this nice summer for our farmers and ranchers. Can we pray for a drought in other places, or would that be like uncouth? Uncouth. My dad used to like that word. I didn't know what it was until I
uncouth.
He hit 20. I don't think. Wow. I'm like, what is he? It was uncouth. Yeah. Would that be improper? Uncouth. Unneighborly. What would it? It's amazing the string that there has been for our farmers and ranchers. Just an amazing string, you know, and obviously if you look at the last, I don't know, I guess 15 years, more good than bad. You look at cattle prices for a while, they had quite a run, just kept going and going and going, and obviously now it's been 4 or 5 since commodity prices were humming to the degree they were, but there has not been any major disruption on the, one particular area or not getting hit with a huge drought affecting prices in a big way and sort of helping our farmers out. So I feel for them right now. It's a tough time, but we need a good year. We need a good year and a little luck elsewhere, right? You always want that. As they say in hockey, a little puck luck, a little puck luck on behalf of our farmers. This would be cow patty luck, I guess. I don't know what the analogy of farm to hockey puck would be, but anyway, thinking of you. Despite these wonderful, nice temperatures, perfect for planting season, we could use a little bit of rain out there for everybody. 800-228-0550. I know how you could win. We could immediately take the advice of the Supreme Court of the United States of America. We could start sports gambling in North Dakota, because we can now. It's legal according to the Supreme Court. And, you could put a couple of bucks down on the Twins to win the World Series, and voila, the rest is history. Rain schmain. You don't need any rain. You just wait for the Twins to win. And you see this now? I'm not a gambler.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. All right. I'm not a gambler. Todd, are you a gambler?
Only when I wake up. No,
I'm not.
On to the show with you every day, I'm gambling, but no.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a very good point.
I'm not a gambler now.
Could shred poor Todd's reputation just having to be alongside us.
Well, you guys don't even need to do anything. I just open the mic and open my mouth, and I'm taking a chance, but there we are.
That was one thing I thought Art Link, had a point on, and I don't have a long list of things I agree with Democrats on, because I'm a conservative and a God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping kind of guy, but I don't know what good comes out of gaming. The 1% of people who actually win, I guess you could say, is some good.
Yeah. Yep.
And they could do some good, but 99% are losing, and this is and of course there's the whole addiction thing, and I don't know, but the Supreme Court said it's up to the states, and that's okay with me too. We ought to be able to decide. What do you want? In fact, I'll do a Twitter poll today. We have a number of guests that are joining us on the program, and lots of things to talk about. But if you give me a call at 800-228-0550, any topic, what's on your mind, we'd love to hear from you. 258-0550. That's great. But let's do a text poll today. The winner receives a free MyPillow, of course, a copy of Gary Fileson's book, which we've been talking about, and I've been suggesting is a great grad gift as well, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thileson story, and a copy of my book, Grassroots, A Common Sense Action Agenda for America. I wrote it because I was in Castleton, North Dakota.
One By the day, way, folks, I still don't have a copy of that book myself, so I mean, this is a limited edition thing.
I thought I actually signed one for you, but all right, they're tied to bring yours too. But I wrote that book because of I was at a fire hall in Castleton, North Dakota on a hot summer day, middle of the day. Byron Dorgan was holding a town hall meeting about Obamacare, okay, to lecture to us about how great it was, this Obamacare. And I saw some incredible North Dakotans stand up to him in a very respectful way, but a very effectual and strong way to say, you are wrong, sir. And the look he gave them for disagreeing was unbelievable. I happen to believe Castleton and a few other town hall meetings are the reason that he didn't run. In fact, he actually did say later in that campaign, after he decided not to run for re-election later, that Rush Limbaugh and I were the reason that he didn't run for re-election, because, you know, all we do is complain. That's what I said. And I'm like, oh, complain? No, what we do actually is we suggest that you listen to the listeners. You listen to, you know, the voters. You listen to the people who actually are the reason you are where you are. That's all we're saying. Listen to us. Let us have a say. Let us have a little input on this. You know, and so that's why I wrote that book, because it was really just an inspiration of seeing people stand up and want to take back their government. So those three things in the prize package today, and to win those three things, I need only the following. A photo of you where you're listening, out in the cab, planting, you know, rounding up cattle, taking care of calves, whatever you're doing today, teaching school or driving a truck. Please do it from the rest stop. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, however you're listening, I love these. We do this once in a while, and it's so fun to get a picture of our listeners back. A photo of you just where you're listening, you know, doing what you're doing. Photo, it's got to be a photo of you. And I'm not going to post them on Facebook or share them with anybody or anything else, just for us. We'll have your text from that, put you in the drawing for the prize pack. Or you can tell me whether you think, just put yes or no on sports gambling in North Dakota. Supreme Court yesterday saying that's okay. Would you want to do that? Bob in West Hope wants to talk about this. You big gambler, you probably can't wait for this, huh?
Am I here or there?
I can't answer that question, my friend. That's for a doctor.
Okay. Well, you're talking about gambling this morning. You know, people out there in the world, wherever they are, everybody gambles. Every time they get on the highways or roads and travel, they are taking a big gamble in their hands.
A big gamble in their hands in a different kind of way.
Yeah, and meeting vehicles, texting, everything else, but whatever. Now they're up here at Highway 5. They're widening the road up here at the 6 Mile Corner, we call it. So nobody has to slow down to go around, and they keep on traveling, and they got their turn-off lanes, which is a good thing. I like that. But anyway, I guess that's my story. And now one more thing. They put up that speed limit signs down here at 55 miles an hour from the air base to Ruthville. Then it's back to 70 again. Now they could take them down because they're not icy roads. They should put them up in the spring or fall and then take them down in the spring.
So was that new this year that they dropped it just for winter?
Yeah, because there's people coming out of the base. They don't know how to drive in snow. A lot of them people down there,
Bob, you're talking about people that serve our country in the Air Force like they're aliens. Them people.
No, I don't mean that a bit. But I'm just saying that a lot of them people come from places where they don't have snow. They move into a place. They don't realize what snow and rain and ice can do.
Well, I think that's in every corner of North Dakota, though. We're a growing state. We have new people coming in all the time. And, You know, they don't always know how to drive to the conditions, but I would just say it's a high traffic area, and if there's ice, they'd probably make sense to slow it down. But I also think it makes sense to go back to 70. So I'm going to put this on my list. I got a couple of to-do list items here for shows we promised, but one is an update on just some of the things going on at the DOT. We talked to them during the winter about something else, but I hear a lot about speeding issues, and we've been getting some questions recently about the zip lane, which I still don't totally understand, but a lot of folks asking about that. So I'm going to say, Mr. Producer Man Kevin, you're hearing me right now? You're hearing me right now? He's hearing me right now. DOT is scheduled ASAP, and we'll get on it. We're going to do the same with Josh Galling here coming up. Because I've been promising that as well. Bob, good to hear from you. And first of all, Bob gave life-saving advice in that little call there. He said, you're gambling. Talk about gambling. You're gambling if you're driving these particular roads he's talking about, but really any road, and texting and driving. Very good. Very well said, Bob. Thank you. We'll get you an answer on the speeding. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Time for another conversation about wellness with Vince Webker. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. How do wellness and hot spring go together?
Well, every day made better, Scott. You know, every time you sit in hot water, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and better relationally, emotionally beyond the water. And hot springs, I don't know if you knew this, invented the very first portable hot tub back in 1977. Since that time, we have done things that make it so you'll use it a lot, like what we call better massage, better water, our ACE saltwater system, better energy. You know, where we live, I don't think the snow is ever going to stop. So it's a very energy efficient hot tub. And those three things alone really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not. And if you use it, every day made better, wellness, all the great things that come from it. So that's what we want. We want you to use this product.
If you've had a hot tub before and it was a hassle, it wasn't a hot spring. That's what I'll tell you. Price points, a lot of different models, right?
Yeah, they start at about $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. You cannot find a hot tub that doesn't meet your budget here.
And yes, exactly. Financing available as well, so remember that. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll find them in Fargo and Grand Forks, in Bismarck and Minot, and now in Devil's Lake, too, of course, online. Tell them Scott sent you. Use the ACE promo code. You'll save up to $2,000. No kidding. How's that for a great deal? At Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, neighbor.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, Todd's the dancing queen around here. None of the rest of us dare dance, but he's got the moves. He busts the move.
I mean, so do you own any high heels? I do. So.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen you walking those stilettos. That's ABBA.
Oh, boy.
Well, Dancing Queen.
I don't know if I'm quite up to the level of walking just yet. It's more of a waddle, but.
I don't know what's on your mind. Here's a guest coming up, by the way, momentarily. Ron Ness will join us from the North Dakota Petroleum Council with some big news. Yes. Keynoter confirmed for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Who is it? Just keep listening. You'll find out. Hogan Gidley is going to join us today. Hogan is deputy press secretary to Sarah Sanders. He and Sarah actually are longtime pals. And so they have a professional relationship going back a lot of years. Hogan Gidley worked for Rick Santorum years ago, so I've known him for a number of years. He does a nice job. You see him on a lot of cable interviews. And we're going to get an update on a couple of things. One, the nomination of Gina Haspel as CIA. I don't know, the breaking news alert didn't jog Heidi Heitkamp from undecided to yes yet, so I don't know what's going on. On the one hand, we got some ads running saying she votes with Trump and she loves Trump and she's, kissy-kissy. Well, maybe it wasn't quite that kind, but it was basically trying to get you to believe that she's with Trump. She's, she's bipartisan. But
don't run those ads on radio stations and shows where voters, the heavy concentration of voters, actual voters, would be listening. I mean, that would be a bad thing.
Todd has chosen this moment to once again put a dagger in my heart, reminding me that the Heitkamp campaign placed a radio buy, but said, don't put it anywhere near Scott Hennon.
That's her loss. I mean, heaven forbid you actually do your marketing to sway a vote by reaching voters. I mean, that would be bad.
I just want everybody to love me, though, Todd. See, I have this little conference.
When did that start?
We have two. I every morning I get up and I say, Dear Lord, please let there be two people in my life, friends and potential friends. See, so I'm crushed. We must not be friends. If she doesn't want her ads to run here.
Kevin, go over and give Scott a hug. He's feeling the need.
By the way, she doesn't want the ads to run not only in our show, but in any show where Congressman Kevin Cramer does a weekly talk radio town hall. Which, coincidentally, isn't that a little weird? Here we have the most listened to radio program in North Dakota. Congressman Kevin Cramer is on every week. Now he's a candidate for the United States Senate. If I'm Heidi Heitkamp in the U.S. Senate, I'm going to say, look, Kevin Cramer's figured this out. John Hovind's figured this out. Doug Burgum's figured this out. Folks before them have done that. They come, they have a conversation with the people. Sometimes you get asked tough questions. Sometimes you get asked, questions you didn't expect. But, whatever, people are nice. It's a conversation. It's what you do. No. If I were her, I'd look at their approval ratings. I'd look at their reelect number. I'd look at the fact that they're ahead, in the case of Kevin Cramer, of her in the polls, double digits in some polls. In what is, what everybody is saying, one of the top races in the country. Come on. More than that, it's just sort of petty. It's just sort of petty. I mean, I can't understand the logic of it, but it's just really petty and small. And, I just thought of something. Am I being petty by even mentioning it? Well, you mentioned it, Todd. Are you being petty by mentioning it?
Sure, probably.
You poked this bear. Should we just be bigger than this and sort of rise above it?
Yes.
Yeah. We're not mentioning it anymore.
The marketing thought process behind that. That's all. Sounds marketing to me.
I don't want to accuse her of being petty and then be petty ourselves. So we'll just forget it. Better luck next time, as we say, and not mention it. Leave it to others to bellyache about it a little bit. But we're not going to. We're taking the high road right now, Todd. Right. And if this issue comes up again, will you give me the buzzer? I hope so.
Yes, I will.
Thank you, sir. So Ron Ness at the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to that. Then Hogan Gidley, White House Deputy Press Secretary, on the Haspel nomination. And we'll talk about Senator Heitkamp later, but I just don't know what. Obviously, she's going to vote for this. Joe Manchin did. The Donnelly guy from Indiana did. She's going to do it. So just get it over with. Just say you're going to do it. Why have the palace intrigue? I don't understand. Chuckie Schumer mad or what's going on? I don't get it. And then Troy Coons from CNC Farms, and we'll get an update from him on how the planning's going around. He's one of our go-to ag guys, so looking forward to that conversation. All right, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I need to find a number of things that came in during the break that I need to share with you, and I'm not doing a very good job of finding those, but I shall in a moment here. 800-228-0550. Got a couple open lines right now, so get in if you want. Ron Ness here in just a moment. Look forward to that. Scott, I listen every day, teaching auto tech at MPCG High School. That'd be Mayville, Portland. You got it, Todd? You got it? Mayville, North Dakota. Retired United States Air Force, still serving, mentoring young minds. God bless you. That is fantastic. That's wonderful. And I bet auto tech, you're out in the shop. You can have, you know, you're working on things. The radio can be on. Shout out.
I'm glad they still teach that. I wondered if they even did anymore. That's good to know.
Here's a trivia question for Todd, and there will be a prize. MPCG stands for what?
Bayport to Clifford Galesburg.
Oh, you got it. You got it. That was so easy. Yeah.
You win an autographed copy of the Scott Hannon book, or do I still have to wait another 5 years?
No, I already told you I'd give you one of those. I have a paper clip, very special one I'll bring along next week when Todd and I are going to be together for a couple of days at the Willis
Convention. Paper clip?
Yeah. Okay. Here's another listener. Well, here it is, like every day, sitting on the deck, drinking coffee, and listening to What's on Your Mind. With the coolest little wind thingamajiggy behind her. It is really, I like that. And a Viking sweatshirt, nonetheless. You don't need that sweatshirt for long today. Thank you very much. This is so fabulous. I love these. By the way, these people are sending us these because we have offered a mega prize package. Like Lotto Big. Huge. The best sleep of your life from a MyPillow. Gary Tharaldson's book, chock full of all kinds of great advice, Open Secrets of Success, and my book, Grassroots, which will make a great doorstep. Another texter says, getting ready to cut some grass 17 miles south of Ray on the Big Lake. Yes, on sports gambling. Could be a nice revenue stream for the state. And that fine listener has a Trump flag out, flying nice with a big, beautiful blue sky south of Ray there today. Gosh, do I love that. Another texter says, no more gambling. No more gambling. But look at this. She is pulling a tiller. I can't tell what that is. Might be planning. Linda, thank you for that. That's so, I mean, I can't even tell you how much that warms my heart to see our listeners where they're listening. And in this case, in the cab of a tractor. Phenomenal. Another texter says, on that Minot traffic situation by the airbase, it was not just for winter. It was for cross traffic of trucks and farm machinery in that stretch. There have been several accidents there. All right. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. We're going to get that on. Hey, Craig Headland's checking in. He's planting soybeans on a beautiful day. And, you know, I got the John Deere shirt on and the planter behind him. Soybeans going in. Thank you, Craig, one of our fine state legislators. No on gambling, says another listener, in the cab of a truck. I love it. There's Pete Arts up by Mulholland and Outlaws Country up there. Handler, farmer, rancher. Love it. At work. Send us a photo of how you're listening. All right? Win a prize. 367-2054. More after this.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from Indy Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Before the top of the hour, can you imagine no lights? Go back to when they had no lights, right? Well, some people would like to say no coal. I say to them, no coal, no lights. How much do you like your iPhone? I'd go away too. Imagine a North Dakota winter, no coal. Imagine a hot, hot North Dakota summer. No AC. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the place for you to say enough already. Enough already. We need coal. We need affordable energy. We need reliable energy. And the story of North Dakota coal is there. Nice little link. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check that out. Ron Ness is going to join us momentarily from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. In the meantime, here on South Dakota we go. Ken had a comment on the gambler. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. Enjoy listening to you guys. Say, you know, real quick story. I have a cousin who's married to a gentleman in Las Vegas. He's an actuary. And that guy's job, his whole job, he's brilliant. But it's to formulate in these machines, slot machines and whatnot, how often you win. And essentially, I bring that up just to say, you know, that type of gambling is rigged. And whether it's, you know, they train these or they program these slot machines to only win so much so that the casinos make money and yet they tease you enough to keep coming back. At least with the sports book. You know, I can go out and gamble that tonight Eddie Rosario is going to go 6-for-6 and hit 2 home runs, and it may or may not happen. You know, and
That's a very good point. You can't, I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, there's no gaming it. Good point.
You know,
yeah.
It's like that gentleman said earlier, you know, how many things in our life are we gambling with, even in farming, like the cattle futures, you know, and then the Chicago Board of Trade, you know, those things are rigged. Like it or not, they're rigged against us. And we do that all the time as farmers. You know, we're constantly playing the futures or hedging or whatever. That's a gamble up and down. The other issue that's going to come out of this now is, and it bugs me, is how often, like in South Dakota, our gambling revenue from casinos goes to education. What kind of an oxymoron is that? That, you know, here we are rigging our machines for the government to win, for you to lose, Then we turn around and use that money to pay for our education.
You know what that is? That's called creative ways to get something passed by the voters, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to do a bad thing, but we'll do a good thing. You know, again, have I played blackjack? Yes. Have I pulled a pull tab or two every now and then? Have I bought a lotto ticket when it's huge? Sure. I just don't live my life saying I got to gamble. It doesn't drive me, right? It doesn't. And I know some people see it as entertainment. That one texter here says, tell all who are opposed to gambling they cannot gamble. They don't need to impose their beliefs on anyone else. I mean, there is a certain element of that to say, let people decide, give them an option, and, you know, train sort of left the station on this one, right, with all the lottos and all the different things. So, you know, I it's a good point. And the sports gaming thing, I hadn't thought of that. But, you know, you don't. How do you know? How do you know you're trusting the system? You're trusting that slot machine isn't rigged, whatever. So good points. Good to hear from here on South Dakota, too. Used to live there years ago. I got a great text from listener in the cab in Washburn with a beautiful shot behind of what looks to be a little dry land, and he says, all day with the rain rally cap on. So we've got to the point now where our farmers and ranchers are wearing the rain rally cap, and I'm with you 100%. Way to go. I love the cap, by the way, and keep the photos coming because we'll tell you what, we'll do one package, My Pillow, the two books, and the same thing next for this hour and one for next hour. So it'll give you a little more incentive to text me at 367-701-367-2054. If you want to weigh in on the gambling question, that's great, but you don't have to. Just a photo of how you're listening to What's on Your Mind. Our next guest is here, Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing fantastic today. As you know, we are 1 week away from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference in Bismarck, North Dakota, and we are this morning approaching 2,100 attendees, and we expect that to grow over the next week. But lots of exciting things going to be happening next week, and incredible optimism that we're going to see coming emerging onto Bismarck, and really a grasp of what's ahead in the Bakken.
And some big news today that your keynote, big name speaker that was obviously invited and you hoped would be here is confirmed, all set, ready to go, and your lineup is now full, right?
You are correct. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke will be here, and he's going to be spending a little bit of time in North Dakota. He's not just flying in and flying out. And Ryan Zinke is an incredible person, actually. Montana congressman, and of course a Navy leader of the Navy 6th SEAL team, and now Secretary of the Interior. And I think he's just doing a fantastic job of really advancing the multi-use concept of public lands, which is, you know, just what we all in North Dakota, I think, thought these public lands are for. They're for all of us to use personally. They're for multiple use, as Teddy Roosevelt always said, responsible development and use of these resources is what they're there for. So, and that's what Ryan Zinke, coming from Montana, is all about. And he's going to be here. He's a powerful speaker. And joining him on our headliner group is one of my favorite speakers in America, Scott. He's J.C. Watts, former Oklahoma congressman, former OU quarterback, former preacher, now chairman and president of the J.C. Watts Group, but he is just an incredibly dynamic speaker. He talks about politics. He talks about life. He talks about conservatism. But really what I like about him is he talks about family and he talks about priorities, and he's just absolutely fantastic. He is a week from Thursday, 11 to 12, and he's our keynote speaker for Thursday. In addition to that, we've got 6 of the 8 top Bakken CEOs in town, and so many other good speakers. I think there's about 70 presenters, my note here says. We have 70 different presenters, and I would say that virtually all of them are keynote-type quality. So great event. We've got about 270 booths going to be sold out. I suspect the restaurants and the hotels and everything in Bismarck is going to be are extremely busy Monday through Thursday next week. So this is a 26th annual conference. This is what really brought the technology, brought the horizontal technology to North Dakota and to the Bakken. So people from 37 states already registered. So it's going to be a big show.
You know what I love about it is the ingenuity it prompts. And one of the reasons, Wall Street is again smiling on the Bakken, and a lot of the investment community, which is very important to the growth and the job opportunities and the wages and the hiring and the building and everything that goes on, what do investors think about it? It's a recognition, really, of something that doesn't happen a lot in the oil world. You have a big oil play, it's a big deal, and then it sort of goes away and it's fallen out of favor, and then you go on to the next one. But this is sort of like Bakken, as you've called it, 2.0, coming back, right? I mean, this is really the big story here is good old-fashioned ingenuity. Technology and innovation said, okay, we understand prices are lower, but we're going to just do this more efficiently.
Scott, you're exactly right. And we've tagged this the Bakken Now conference, and the advances in technology and the downturn and really the difficult time over the past 4 years with the low oil prices has made us better. And in the long term, it's going to pay big dividends to North Dakota because we've gotten better. We've lowered the cost threshold in the Bakken, and all of a sudden, Wall Street has woken up after several years of kind of looking past the Bakken and looking only to the Permian and the Eagle Ford in Texas. They are now looking back on the Bakken, and that's why we have CNBC is going to be here live. Brian Sullivan is going to be here live all day from the Bismarck Event Center doing live shots on CNBC throughout the day on Wednesday, May 23rd. So Neil Kashkari, the president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve, will be here. The top analysts in the world are going to be here talking about the Bakken. We've got a guy here talking about exports to the world and the geopolitics of the Bakken. But this is not just for oil and gas. This is an economic driver of the state of North Dakota and of the region, as the president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve will say. So if you're a builder, a developer, a banker, anybody that has business interests that evolve around North Dakota's economic engine, which is energy and agriculture, this is a place to come and look at, you know, what's this going to look like in 5 or 10 years. And, you know, my favorite part, Scott, and I know you're going to be there, and I hope you find some of these vendors out of our 270 vendors at the show and talk about their gadgets. And these are people across North Dakota, across the region, across the world that are figuring out these little tweaks and technologies that are making us play great.
Yeah, I love that because it's meeting a need, and then, you know, I mean, there's so many ripple effects to all of this. I think some people get a little cynical sometimes about the big dollars that are involved here, and there are, because it's a very, very capital intensive business when you're, you know, the rigs and all it takes to do that kind of technology. But the ways to assist the industry and help provide all kinds of business opportunities. You've seen that on, Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. What's happened there? The lives that have changed there as a result. So
and you're seeing it at a new business just east of Bismarck. When you get out towards the Minocan exit there, you see a big building on the north side of the highway. That's a new business run by the Pelkey family, and they are re-spooling wireline trucks. And those are the types of things that we want to see moved into North Dakota versus being done in Houston. So historically, you had to send your spool all the way to Houston or somewhere. Well, now we're just sending up those high-tech wire lines, and they're re-spooling them right here. So there are so many of those opportunities going forward. As we always say, this oil play is going to be here probably for my grandchildren's children. So a lot of opportunity, a lot of entrepreneurial opportunities, and it doesn't matter. You know, I think there's tremendous opportunity to get back into the commercial real estate, into the development business, as you see people really flocking into the core of the Bakken right now. And we hope also we're going to talk a lot about expanding that core, because that's really, I think, the next big step for the Bakken is taking what we've developed inside the core of the footprint of the best of the best in the Bakken, and now pushing it out up into Burke County and back up into Divide County and some of those other areas. So that's going to be a big opportunity going forward.
Opportunity is the word of the day at Bakken Now, the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Still a chance to be part of this. Don't miss out. WBPCND.org starts next Tuesday. Thanks, Ron.
You bet, Scott. I want to give a shout-out to we planted about 30,000 trees this weekend.
That's right. That was another incredible deal. We're going to talk about it in Energy Matters today. Thanks, Ron. More after this.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, and McHenry counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, Spearfish, South Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Scott Hannon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Thoreson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them and what you do and how you take life lessons very young. Lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thoreson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book, read it, and pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thoreson. You'll enjoy it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I've got a John Deere tractor, it's a Model A. I use it for my plowing and also baling hay. It pulls up two bottom plow, both 16 inches lay. And you should hear that John Deere pull when I drop it in the clay.
Wow, listen to that thing. Holy buckets.
And the John Deere pulls it.
Running like a top. I love that. See, John Deere Polka, one of our listeners that dared us to play it. I don't know why they needed a dare. Just ask us to play it. We'll play it. I also thought it was appropriate since John Deere is clearly winning the I'm listening while I'm
in the tractor contest. That is not actually the contest, but we did ask our audience today on the program. We said, hey, we want to see you. Send us a selfie where you're listening to the program, and a whole lot of folks are in the cab of a tractor. A
lot of green in those pictures.
A lot of green. Green is like,
money.
Probably winning, I don't know, 3-1 right now. So I'm just, there's obviously a lot of green in our audience. That's fabulous. We love you. But I'm curious, and a little bit of a challenge to, maybe some of the red iron or, some of the other yellow, any of the New Holland folks, that little blue iron, whatever. Better get to it. You're getting beat right now. Contest going today on What's on Your Mind is simply this. If you send us a photo of where you're listening, I'll give you the number to text us that. Just show us, we want a selfie. Just show us, you or have somebody take a picture of you wherever you're working, wherever that is. And most of them have been selfies, but whatever. And we just like knowing where our listeners are winning. And then in return, guess what we're going to give one person this hour and one person next hour a freebie, a little prize pack from What's on Your Mind. And that includes two of the best pillows on the planet Earth. Those MyPillow pillows. Exactly right. Just came back with some more of those, and I'm telling you, they're the best. Plus, we have a copy of Gary Fileson's book, which you should buy for the graduates you have on your list that you're going to be getting presents for, because it's great advice from one of North Dakota's giant business leaders. A billionaire, one of our most successful North Dakotans, came out of Daisy, North Dakota, started as a school teacher, ends up building one hotel in Valley City, a Super 8, and now is the biggest hotel developer in the United States of America. Is that a great North Dakota success story or what? And made, literally millionaires out of employees and maids with the six-figure retirement funds because of the ESOP. So it's just a really neat story, and it's called Open Secrets of Success, and it really is an open secret. He's saying, here's what went well, here's what didn't go so well, here's, could have gone better, here's what you should do, here's what you shouldn't. I think it's a perfect thing for graduates. You can buy them online, wherever books are sold, but a lot of folks are buying them online. Open Secrets of Success, Gary Fileson's story, written by Patrick McCloskey at the University of Mary, another one of our fine sponsors at UMary. So here's the number, as I promised I'd give it to you, to text us, 701-367-2054. Just text them to me. Todd's forwarding his to me, so it's just easier if you just send them to me today. 701-367-2054. And we started that because we wanted to know what people thought about sports gambling, but it became more fun to see your photos. And we're getting tons of them, and I love it. So thanks for sending them in. And here's the listener who said, listening to What's on Your Mind, doing some work, calling our customers about their torque tool maintenance. Note from Dan B. Shuval. And so I asked him, I said, who buys torque tools? I didn't know if that was a farm thing or what, but it's coal and oil industry, military, SpaceX, tire centers. They repair and calibrate them all. So it's pretty cool. Text 701-367-2054. Some of you are calling me. That never happens to you, does it, Todd?
No. Yeah, right.
Look at this young lady. I'm cleaning houses and listening while I work. Isn't that amazing? I love it.
Let me give you my address, because that could use some work.
Oh, man, me too. Yeah. Hogan Gidley, says his texter. We love Hogan Gidley. Please thank him. All right, I'll do it. Hogan is going to be on here from the White House a few minutes after 10 today. I'll let him know he has fans. That's a perfect shout-out from Scott and Dickinson. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for the photos. I'm not into selfies. And I'm not prejudiced. I'm in a green tractor pulling a red tractor. Well, how about that? Yeah, I love it. All right. If you have to skip the selfie, says Jason and Galva, you can at least just take a photo at the business end of the tractor there. That'd be okay. That'd be just fine. We'd settle for that. But we like to see our listeners every once in a while. So kind of fun. Texter says, I demand the government immediately raise the national debt to $25 trillion. By implementing programs to save us from legalized sports betting. Save us. Oh, government, save us. Somebody else said, on the sports gambling thing, the Supreme Court ruling on gambling is to me more about state rights than anything. Yeah, good point. And I promised I would tell you a little bit more about what Ron Ness mentioned about them planting all those trees. The North Dakota Petroleum Council has a Planting for the Future program going, and they planted 3,000 trees for habitat in Kidder County the other day. The Outdoor Heritage Fund is a partner. One Oak is a partner. Whiting Petroleum, plus some private landowners, are planting 58,000 trees and shrubs this year to help with conservation, soil preservation, habitat for deer, pheasants, and other wildlife. Perfect. Of course, these companies are making a significant contribution towards habitat and conservation. Good point, Ron Ness. I'm glad you mentioned that. Thanks. Ron will, by the way, be joining us Tuesday. The event starts Tuesday next week.
Know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.